This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Julian Assange's plea deal hearing began on Wednesday in a courtroom on the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Saipan, where he is expected to walk free after a deal with U.S. prosecutors. Assange is expected to plead guilty to violating U.S. espionage law and will be allowed to return home to Australia after spending years fighting extradition to the U.S. while being held in a British prison. The 52-year-old has agreed to plead guilty to a single criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. national defense documents, according to filings in the U.S. District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. Several people were shot outside Kenya's parliament on Tuesday as police clashed with protesters who stormed the complex after lawmakers passed highly controversial tax increases. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Jallo has this story.
One protester told VOA he disagrees with what the government is trying to do and had to be there to make his voice heard.
We are protesting against government impunity. You see that the finance bill is something that is not going to make us Kenyans live at peace. And you see that we've tried to talk to the government, but they're forcing it down our throat.
Some lawmakers fled the parliament complex as hundreds of protesters broke through police barricades and rushed inside to become law. Mariama Jallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Journalists were given rare access to the U.S. military's floating Gaza coastline pier on Tuesday, witnessing aid pallets being moved from vessels onto the pier. Just over the horizon, thick black smoke could be seen rising into Gaza. For the troops on the pier, the rubble and bombed-out buildings are a constant reminder of the devastation caused by months of Israeli bombings.